The World This Week. Politics.
Joe Biden's trip to Israel to lend support after the terrorist attack by Hamas was overshadowed by a blast at a hospital in Gaza, which the Palestinians said killed hundreds of people. America and Israel pointed to intelligence that suggests the explosion was caused by a missile launched by Islamic Jihad, another militant group that misfired, falling in the hospital's car park. Hamas and many Arab countries said an Israeli strike was to blame. The incident triggered outrage in the Arab world, leading Jordan to cancel a summit between Mr. Biden and the leaders of Jordan and Egypt, and Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority. The humanitarian situation worsened in Gaza, where about 3,500 people have been killed, according to the Palestinians, amid Israel's retaliation for the Hamas attack. Under mounting international pressure, Israel will allow food, water and medicine to cross from Egypt to southern Gaza, where the population has moved to take shelter. King Abdullah of Jordan warned that the region is on the brink of falling into the abyss, but was adamant that his country and Egypt would not accept refugees. Israel's ground troops were poised to enter Gaza. They have been held back in part because of fears that Hezbollah, a powerful militia based in Lebanon, will launch a big assault across the border into northern Israel at the moment when Israeli soldiers are focused on Gaza. Hezbollah is backed by Iran, which has warned that an axis of militias is ready to open multiple fronts against Israel. The French government put the country on the highest state of alert after an Islamist extremist stabbed a teacher to death. Soldiers were drafted in to boost security, and all pro-Palestinian demonstrations were banned. In Brussels, a supporter of Islamic State shot dead two Swedish nationals. In Illinois, a six-year-old boy died after being stabbed 26 times by his mother's landlord. The mother was wounded. Police say they were targeted because they were Muslim. Anti-Semitic incidents and celebrations of the attack by Hamas were reported throughout Europe. London's police force reported a big rise in assaults on Jewish targets. Rishi Sunak, the British Prime Minister, reminded people that showing support for the terrorist group could be punishable by a prison sentence. In Poland, the Liberal Civic Coalition and its allies won enough seats at an election to form a majority in Parliament, heralding a big shift in government. The Conservative Law and Justice, Peace Party, a thorn in the EU's side since gaining power in 2015, came first but will struggle to rule, even with the support of a far-right party.